What does Lights of the Delta mean to you?
Oh, gosh. It's a major part of my life, especially during this part of the year. We started the Lights in 95 when the mayor came to the Main Street Bible Organization, which I've also been involved with for many years, and said that there was no, the city had no money to buy new Christmas decorations. So a committee of us got together and raised approximately $20,000 and went out and bought hundreds of thousands of white Christmas lights and started decorating the downtown. Primarily, we did not want the downtown to not be decorated for the holiday season for several reasons. Number one, it's the Christmas season, and we wanted to be part of that. And number two, we felt like without any decorations downtown that it could affect business, and we felt confident that would happen. So not only did we raise this money, but we put a committee together to also put up the lights, and we borrowed a bucket truck from the Arkansas Airplex, the old Air Force Base, and began stringing lights on buildings and light poles and trees and every place we could think of to put lights up downtown. Since that time, I've been involved basically in every phase, and the Lights of the Delta has grown from just a small downtown decorating effort to where we now put up over 6 million lights, and we still decorate the downtown, but we also have the Lights of the Delta site out at the old Aeroplex, and it's a 40-acre drive-through site. And to me, it's the essence of the Christmas season, the holiday season. When I started, I had no grandkids, and now I've made many speeches that said one of my goals in life is to for my grandchildren to see the Lights of the Delta, and it gets bigger and better every year. Now I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old grandchild, and they absolutely love it.
Absolutely, and I know that there's a lot of people that come through. Just about how many people on average will come through, and y'all are attracting people from all over the nation, aren't you?
All over the nation, actually all over the world, Jonathan. We have, last year we had about 50,000 people come through, which is about normal. We had visitors from 5 different countries, 35 different states, and 55 of the 75 counties in Arkansas.
And so that is definitely a testament to how much it's grown over the years.
It definitely is. We we've gotten national attention. The American Bus Association named us one of the top 100 festivals in the United States. The Delta Byways Association, which is the regional tourist association, has named us one of the top attractions 1 year. And we've been recognized by other organizations that see that we not only are one of the biggest lighting displays in the Mid-South and in Arkansas, but one of the best also.
Now, let's talk about this economically. As you know, at one point, you know, Blytheville was doing pretty good. The airbase shut down. A lot of people left the city of Blytheville. Take us back to that time. What was, I know you all had to have been very, very upset and knowing that you were going to lose all these people. What was the thought of Blytheville at that point when the airbase shut down?
Fear is the best way I could describe it. Of course, Blytheville's always been a relatively healthy community. And at that point in time, that was back in 1992 is when they actually closed. And we knew it probably 2 years before that. I'm not sure whether all your listeners know this, but Blytheville has lost about, since that time, about 40% of our population. And it's been a struggle. It's not been easy. My family business has been on Main Street since 1916 in the same location. And during that period of time, we've survived and we feel like thrived, but it hadn't been easy. And back in 1992, when the base closed, we wondered whether we could survive. And there are several businesses downtown and in the area that have made it and persevered through those times. But when you have a 40% drop in population, it makes it hard. You have to either expand your area of sales or look for other ways to keep your expenses down. It's, of course, you know, tough times. Economic times are tough all over right now, but I think we just had a little head start on it. So when the downturn came in 2009, we were even more prepared in this area probably than in other areas because we had gone through it about 10 years before.
And so let's talk about kind of from 1992 when the base shut down and of course all the population is gone. Do you think that the Lights of the Delta has been able to maybe bring some dollars back into the city of Blytheville that was lost once the base left?
I believe it has. Now, of course, our main thrust into the economic development side of it came in 2001 when Bo Adams donated 14 large displays. And that was the year we opened up the one-and-a-half-mile drive-through out at the Airplex, which, of course, is the old Air Force base. And at that time, we took a proposal to the city and to the Advertising and Promotion Commission here in Blytheville and to the community, to tell them that with this tremendous gift of these fabulous lighting displays, that we felt we could build a tourism attraction that would not just attract the people in Blytheville, but would attract people at least area-wide and statewide. Of course, when we were decorating the downtown area, it was primarily for the local region, and it probably attracted a few people from outside. But with these new displays and with building our 40-acre festival lighting site, it really ramped us up. And that has proved to be true. We have people drive from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Dallas, and Little Rock, and Cape Girardeau who will come and spend the night in Blytheville, eat at our restaurants, of course, buy gas at the gas stations, and shop in our downtown, who specifically come to see the lights, and that's their specific purpose. We also have bus tours. For several years, we had bus tours from Oklahoma, from the Oklahoma City area, that we would be a stopover on their way to Nashville for a Christmas trip. And they would, same thing, they would stay in our motels. They would eat at one of our local restaurants. We would do a shopping tour for them downtown in the historic area downtown. And they liked it. For 4 or 5 years, they continually booked a tour with us. And that's kind of the way we've marketed it to the bus industry and to the tour industry, is that while Blytheville is a small town and may not have the attractions of a Memphis or a Nashville or a Little Rock in this area, we're a great stopover, so that it's a great place if you have a two-day drive to rather than stop somewhere else. This is a place that has got holiday spirit and the spirit of Christmas and a tremendous attraction right here in a very small town.
I also would imagine it's easy to market it when you're right there located easy on I-55.
Very easy to get to, very easy to leave. That's a great attraction, you're right. And we're kind of in between a lot of different places. You know, Blytheville's 3 hours from Little Rock, 3 hours from St. Louis, 5 hours from Branson. For those who are interested in Tunica, Mississippi, we're only an hour and a half away from the gambling area there, only 4 hours from Nashville, so it's a very central location.
Right, do you think that if y'all didn't have Lights of the Delta, when you think about all the tourism and all that that comes in, would not having Lights of the Delta negatively impact the city of Blytheville, do you think?
Well, now, Jonathan, I have to tell you, I'm very biased. You know, because I've spent the last 15 years promoting Lights of the Delta, but I would have to say, absolutely, I think the retail here would be much smaller, and I think people have such a positive image of the city of Blytheville and the community because of all we do to celebrate Christmas, and I really believe that has a positive impact on the people that are shopping. And I think it's great for our retail. I know it's great for our hotels and our restaurants. And in speaking with those hotels and restaurants, now we put flyers out in every hotel and every restaurant. And they tell me that it's had a positive impact. So, yeah, I believe it's definitely had a great economic impact during the holiday season for the city and for the businesses here.
Have you heard about people who probably, I guess they kind of get geared up? Let's say, for example, in the city of Stuttgart, they get ready for duck season year-round because they know of the dollar numbers that are going to come into that city because of duck season and what it brings in for those 60 days. Is it kind of similar to that there? Y'all kind of get prepared, you know, for, you know, throughout the year for what Lights of the Delta is going to bring for that month or so into the city of Blytheville. Is it kind of the same thing?
I believe it is. I know that the restaurants always gear up, and we make a point, and I get lots of calls in October and November saying, tell me your opening day and tell me what your bus tour schedule is, and let me know when you've got groups in. And there's a couple of restaurants that I communicate with on a very close basis, and they always say, we want to know the night you're opening up because we know that there's groups. And we have church groups come a lot from western Tennessee and from the Jonesboro, Harrisburg, Paragould area. And they always, most of the time, they'll come in and bring either a small bus or they'll do a hayride. A lot of times they'll come and do one of our hayrides, which are very popular. And they'll be making reservations for groups at these restaurants. So, yeah, and the retail people, of course, you know, retail always gears up for the holiday season anyway. But I think it's a little more special, yeah, since we are do such a great job of with the lights.
Are there any negative aspects to having the Lights of the Delta in Blytheville?
The only negative aspect that I can tell you is that we closed down a road between Blytheville and Gosnell. It's called June Gosnell Drive that is typically open. And for some people, it's a little bit of an inconvenience that they have to go around that area instead of going through that area. Of course, we have normally have a person at our front gate who directs traffic. And if there's any emergencies, of course, we let them through and actually escort them through. Because our site is very close to the hospital, the Blytheville Hospital. But that's really, you know, early on when we first started doing it, there were people who, there were some complaints. But now there's nothing but positive comments for the most part.
Right. One thing I was going to ask, what do you think that this has done for the base itself?
You know, I think it's just added another attraction to the base. The city has been very proactive, and then the Arkansas Airplex staff, too, in promoting the base. We have a wonderful retirement facility out there, Westminster Village, which has brought in a whole new group of people to Blytheville. Certainly hadn't replaced the population that we lost from the base, but it has brought in people from all over the country living in this area once again, which, you know, for those of us who have been here the whole time, that's part of the flavor of Blytheville, having the air base. We saw so many people from all over the country who moved here to serve their country and got to know people that we would never have met before in such a small town. Westminster Village has the same type of atmosphere. Also, we have Thunder Bayou Golf Course, which is a world-class links golf facility that brings in tourists from the area for sure. And at this time of the year, it brings them in from the north because up in Minnesota, it's 3 below 0, and here 35 degrees, the Minnesotans think it's a great time to play golf. And a really world-class youth baseball facility where they have softball, baseball, and soccer. And so that has made the entire area more of a, not a sports facility necessarily, but a destination for fun in that area. And of course, they've also worked to bring in industry out at the Air Force Base. ART has been a welcome addition. They remodel airplanes and aircraft and aircraft engines, and they've been steadily hiring for the last 2 years. And other buildings are rented out there, but we feel like we're part of the entertainment complex with the golf course, the baseball and soccer fields, and of course our lights.
And, you know, and I know that you all work, and we talked to Charles Moody about this. To be able to do this for 1 month of the year, I imagine, takes a lot of work the other 11 months of the year.
We are a full-time, 12-month-a-year operation. And I think it's, you know, most people don't realize how much work goes into this. It's actually, for me, it's like running a second business. We have about a $150,000 budget. We take in during the season somewhere between $70,000 and $80,000 of that budget, and the rest is filled by sponsors. And I think, Jonathan, that's one of the reasons, one of the ways you can see how much this community believes that it's helping our economic goals, because the Lights of the Delta raises about $70,000 to $80,000 every year from sponsors, and that's as little as $50 to $100 sponsorships and $5,000 to $10,000 ships from some of our bigger industries. And the industries totally support this. Now, we go out of our way to make sure that we justify showing them that we have 50,000 people coming through and where they're coming from and how they're spending their money. And we do a lot of research on that from the people who are coming through the lights. But without those funds, we charge only $10 a vehicle, which is, based on other lighting facilities around the country, that's a very reasonable, probably the least expensive of most anybody who charges and is a nonprofit organization. Actually, we get no funds at all from any government entity. We're totally on our own. So consequently, what we raise and what we take in, we put every bit of it back into the lighting facility to make it bigger and better every year.
And y'all try to add new displays, right, every year?
We add new displays every year. We that's one of our precepts. As long as we have the money, we're adding new displays. This year we added one new display, which is a patriotic marching band, and took two old displays, Old Glory and the Old Tannenbaum, which is a 60-foot Christmas tree, and we animated them to music. I know most people have looked on the Internet and seen the people across the country who animate their homes to music. Well, we did the same type thing with two of our displays. So two old displays became completely new this year, and it's really super. I've been very pleased with the way that turned out.
That's fantastic. Well, I know you all have to be very proud of what this means and what Lights of the Delta means to the area, aren't you?
We are very proud. You know, we started out as to try to do a lighting display, and we started out with Bo Adams' gift of 14 displays. This year we've put up 48 major motion displays and over 6 million lights. And one of our themes has been that it used to be a drive-through lighting display, and now it's become a total Christmas experience where we have families who come back year after year, and they either come to do a hayride or they come to see Santa. But we have we do free pictures with Santa every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. We have hayrides available every night. Our souvenir stand is open every night, where we serve hot chocolate and popcorn for just 50 cents each. We do a collectible ornament every year. This is our fifth year to do that. The ornaments are only $10. We try to keep everything reasonable. And on busy nights, we'll have over 5,000 people come through in 4.5 hours. We could have up to 75 or 100 volunteers who are working to make this happen. So it's not just during the year there may be only 12 to 15 of us who meet once a month to prepare and plan and make sure all of our displays are ready. But during the season, it is a community-wide effort to welcome people into the Blytheville area and make sure that they're filled with the Christmas spirit and having a great time and have fun places to shop and eat.
It's really become, I don't know if I want to use the word a monster of its own, but I would only use the word monster in that just how huge it's become and how it continues to grow.
It does continue to grow, and we're running out of space. We may have to add some acreage to add new displays. Right now, we're having to retire displays to put a new one up. But we continue to hope that we can make it bigger and better and make it even a bigger part of the Christmas season in our area.
I was about to say, where do you expand to?
Well, there's a little area on the golf course, and there's a little area to the south of us. But everywhere we expand, it's expensive because we look for areas that still have trees and that have some architecture, some natural architecture. When we first took over this spot, we planted 600 pine trees. That was 11 years ago, and now they're 40 and 50 feet tall. So we'd like to expand into places that already have some trees and foliage so that we can build into that area. But that takes tremendous. That's more than the $15,000 to $25,000 that we spend each year on new displays. It'll take $50,000 to $75,000 to $100,000. But you know, that's in the future, and that's a possible. It's always a possibility. We always like to dream big, and if it doesn't happen, at least we can scale back and still do some big things.
Fantastic. George Hubbard's been so nice to join us. I do really appreciate it, especially with this economic impact and just kind of talking about the economic part of it, especially when, you know, for what Blyville has been through. I guess you would say the lights of the Delta has helped bring Blyville back. Is that a fair statement?
I would say that is a fair statement. And you know, Jonathan, I always like to close my interviews with one statement, if you'll let me. If you're looking to get in the Christmas spirit, you need to come to Blyville and see the lights of the Delta. And I guarantee you will leave blessed and be ready to make a memory with your family for years to come.